morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our service of all age worship. And we do welcome all of you on this, the fifth Sunday in Lent. It's a very great delight and joy for us here to welcome a number of guests from Methodist College. And we are delighted to have some of the team who will be going to support the work of ASHA in India later on this year. We welcome Sophie and Susanna Jones, Rebecca Unsworth and Maria Stewart. And during the service, you're going to be telling us about the work you're going to be doing in India in the autumn time. And here in St. Columba's, we are going to be organising during this year a number of fundraising events to support ASHA and for you to be able to bring some financial support from St. Columba's with you to help with the projects that you are going to be working on. But first, we want to hear all about the work you will be doing, the preparations that you are making, and how we as a parish can help and support you both financially and also prayerfully. So you are very, very welcome, and thank you very much for being with us and giving of your time on this Sunday morning. Also to say that you will be doing some singing in the service as well, so you're going to be working very, very hard. Members of the afternoon group, please note that meeting tomorrow in the choir vestry at 2:30, and Ronan from the Consumer Council will be talking about rights as a shopper and how to avoid scams. So all are welcome for that. We follow the order of service as before you on the service sheet.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we've done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We say together, we're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Please stand. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Thank you.
the day. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We sit.
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me."
Thank you.
going to invite the congregation to be seated as Sophie, Susanna, Rebecca and Maria come to tell us about their preparations for their trip to India with Asha. And then when they have given their presentation, they're going to be singing the song, Worthy is the Lamb.
Firstly, I want to say a huge thank you to the rector and the congregation of St. Columbus for your interest in the work of Asha and your support for the project we will be involved in later this year. Sophie, Susanna, Maria and I will be travelling out to India in October with 12 other pupils, 4 staff, to see the work of Asha and to play a small part in its programme. We're each going to give a talk about different aspects of the project. To begin, I'm going to give you some background information about the organisation. Asha is a charity set up by Dr. Kieran Martin in 1988. As a young medical doctor, Dr. Martin's Christian faith inspired her to use her talents to help the poor and marginalised in her home country of India. In 1998, she heard about a cholera outbreak in the South Delhi slum. She felt she had to go and help, so she went there, set up a borrowed table under a tree, and began using her medical skills to save lives. Soon she realised that the need was great, much greater than simply dealing with the cholera outbreak. She felt she had to stay working in the slums to do something more to change lives for good. With growing support from the people in the slums, she began to gather like-minded helpers, and so the Asha Society began to grow. The name comes from the first letters of the word, Action for Securing Health for All. But the word Asha also means hope in Hindi. The organisation works to give hope to people living in the slum areas by supporting them to fulfil their potential, regardless of their background, caste or religious belief. Today, 30 years later, Asha's programmes are benefiting more than 700,000 people in around 91 slums in the colonies of Delhi. The children who we will be working with when we go to India have to suffer many hardships each day in ways we couldn't even begin to imagine. But Asha gives them hope for a better future. One of the big issues Asha has to tackle is illiteracy. 80% of people living in Delhi slums are illiterate. This is partly due to the fact that instead of going to school, young people end up starting work at an early stage in order to support their families. But children in Asha projects grow up aware of their rights to an education. Asha helps children get admitted to schools, and they explain to the children's parents why education is so important. Asha also provides resource centres where slum children have much-needed opportunities to play and to learn. Education is just one of the many ways that Asha helps improve the lives of children in the slums. Through a practical expression of the Christian values of faith, hope and love, Asha aims to provide community-based healthcare, empowerment and environmental improvements by training, resourcing and encouraging slum communities to receive and enjoy their basic human rights. The work of Asha has significantly improved the lives of thousands of people in the slums of New Delhi, but many still live in great poverty and there's still so much work to do.
India is a country that I've grown up hearing lots about. My granddad and dad have both travelled out to India to help with a Christian charity in Chennai, and I've heard of lots of missionaries and teams who have also been. As a family, we sponsor 2 Indian children, also from Chennai, and receive several letters from them each year. India in itself is a country which interests me and is a place I've always wanted to visit. I've learned about the extreme wealth gap in India while studying geography. Some people live in luxury whilst others are struggling to even survive. Whenever the opportunity came up in school to join the team of 16 pupils going out to Delhi, I was interested straight away. Another reason why each of us were so keen to join this team is because of our enthusiasm for working with children, something each of us do regularly through church Sunday school programmes and also through music. I then began to research the charity that we are going with, Asha, which you have just heard about from Rebecca. As Rebecca said, Asha means hope in Hindi, and I think that's the main reason I want to go, to help bring hope into people's lives in the slums. I have seen many photos and heard lots of stories of what life in the slums is like in India, and they really do lack the things that we take for granted every day, both physical things such as shelter, but also love and care. From both reading Asha's website and hearing stories from people who have already been out with the Methody Asha team, Asha's work really does inspire me. They work with children, men and women and equip each of these groups to lead and continue to help others in their situation. Asha aims to make these people's dreams become a reality, and I'm really looking forward to being able to play a small part in the incredible work of this charity. Now Maria is going to talk about what we are going to be doing when we go out to India.
We will travel to India for 2 weeks in October and will spend our time from Monday to Friday working in the slums from 9 to 5. We will be split into sub-teams, each with a slightly different focus, but the majority of our time will be spent teaching maths and English to children and young people. We will be aiming to improve basic numeracy skills such as addition and subtraction, and to teach English using images, spelling, punctuation and grammar exercises, and even conversation classes and comprehensions for more advanced English speakers. We will be working with a range of people, from primary school age children to people our own age. This will undoubtedly present a challenge, but we hope that through patience and proper preparation and planning for each session, we will be able to overcome this. Education in the slums is vital. With a good level of English, young people are much more employable and therefore more likely to get a well-paid job in the future. English classes help children living in the slums to grow in confidence and develop skills that narrow the gulf between them and children from better-off families. As well as spending time teaching, we will also organise arts and crafts activities. For many children, ASHA is their sanctuary, a place for them to escape the struggles of everyday life. We hope that through activities such as drawing, painting and making jewellery, for example, we will be able to give the children the chance to express themselves and bring joy into their day, even for a short while. We will also organise sports and games, such as cricket and rounders. Again, we hope these activities will bring joy and laughter to the children and also create a sense of team spirit and support. Susanna is now going to speak about how our fundraising money will be spent.
Each member of the team has an individual target of raising £1,000. This will be achieved through a variety of events such as coffee mornings, barbecues and quiz nights. Once raised, this money will be sent straight to ASHA and used by the centre in the Calcutta slum. As we've already heard, every donation towards the charity is used to fulfil ASHA's aim of transforming lives in the slum. For example, money is used to ensure each child has an improved education by providing vital textbooks and everyday necessities such as paper and pens to children across the slum. Another key area of focus for the charity is healthcare in the slums. ASHA are able to use the money they receive to train women from the slums to work as community health volunteers. Under this role, they are able to keep a watchful eye on the health of those in their community, especially the elderly and children under 5. Therefore, our fundraising will help ASHA to fund the training schemes for this. This is just one example of how ASHA help the communities to become more self-sufficient. Thirdly, our money will go towards developing a safer environment in the slums. ASHA are able to help the situation through a groundbreaking housing scheme, and in partnership with the government, they have been able to form a housing cooperative, which gives slum residents the right to a plot of land. This scheme has made a huge difference already. In fact, in some areas, have developed to such an extent that nobody would consider them slums anymore. We are so excited to continue with our preparation and fundraising for going to India, and we hope we can raise as much as possible to continue to spread hope across the Calcutta slum. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you feel inspired to support the work of this charity.
I wanted just to say, on behalf of all of us, a very sincere thank you to all four of you for such an informative presentation, and to say how wonderful it is to hear of your plans and also the way you're giving of yourselves to offer such hope and also assistance to those in India who are in such great need. We here in this parish, over these coming weeks and months, are going to organise many different events to offer financial support, money that you can take with you to assist and to give hope to those people who need such wonderful support. And thank you for all that you are doing. And now we look forward to what you're going to be singing, Worthy is the Lamb.
Bearing all my sins.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to invite the congregation to stand as the newly elected office bearers and select vestry members and the new junior church wardens come forward to the sanctuary for their commissioning. We turn to the printed insert in your service sheets for the form of commissioning. My friends, these are they who have been duly appointed and elected to the several offices and as members of the select vestry of St. Columba's in the Diocese of Down. It is right that you, whose representatives they are, should receive the public assurance of their intention justly and impartially to exercise the duties of the offices to which they have been appointed. You have either been nominated by the rector, or you have been elected by the registered vestry persons of this parish to serve as office bearers or members of the select vestry of this parish until the next Easter General Vestry meeting. These are positions of great responsibility, since you have been entrusted with the ordering of the business affairs of this parish on behalf of those by whom you were appointed or elected. Are you ready to carry out your duties to the best of your ability during your period of office? May God bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. We ask God's blessing on this parish of St. Columba's Knock and on those who have been chosen to be office bearers and members of the select vestry for this coming year. Let us pray for them by saying, Living Lord, we thank you for calling us into the fellowship of your church and for the honour and joy of being called to your service in the world. We thank you that we have all been given unique gifts and opportunities for service and that we all have different responsibilities both inside and outside the church. We pray for all those who have now been elected to serve in this parish that under their leadership we may all go forward in your service and grow together in your love. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. Amen. We do wish our new church wardens, Linda Wilson and Jane Martin, along with our glebe wardens, Jim Stevenson and Mark Reed, together with our junior wardens, Laura King and also Emma Ryan, together with the select vestry, God's richest blessing for their term of office during this coming year. The congregation may now be seated as the children come to sing their anthem, Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful.
Thank you.
to all the children for their lovely singing and to the teachers for all their help and support. We stand for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith.
We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The young people are going to lead us now in our prayers. Let us pray.
Dear God, thank you for the Easter period where we have learned that Jesus died, but he came back to life again. Jesus overcame death and conquered every fear we could imagine. God, please help us to live each day remembering that you are alive. Amen.
Dear God, thank you so much for bringing us all here together today. Thank you for the wonderful blessing of family. Thank you for the talents and good things that you have given each of us. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for our health, our schools, our work, our food, and our bright skies. Thank you for all our friends in parts over the earth. Thank you for the way you watch over us. Amen.
Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may remain seated as Rebecca Unsworth sings, The Lord bless you and keep you. Our visitors and guests from Methody are going to be staying with us for refreshments. You have well-earned refreshments this morning. And I'm also delighted that the Reverend Janet Unsworth is here also in the congregation. And all of you are most welcome to join us and also to catch up with us in St. Columba's and for all of us to have an opportunity of talking to you more informally at the west end of the church in a few moments' time. Our offertory hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Treasurer Gillian Sadlier is hard working by way of preparation for the London Marathon. Gillian was successful in the ballot, where only 5% of those who apply are able to run in the London Marathon. So well done to Gillian and being successful. And also you may see her flying around the parish boundaries and other parts of Belfast with all of the hard work she's doing to prepare for the marathon, which will be this day 3 weeks. And when we are all gathered here in St. Columba's, our prayers are going to be with you, Gillian, and all those involved in the marathon across the Irish Sea. And Gillian is doing this for Action MS. And the proceeds today from the refreshments are going to Action MS, a most worthy charity. And we do hope that we can assist you, Gillian, in your fundraising by all the work that you do for us here in St. Columba's. And that would be, after this service, an opportunity to help and support Action MS as we encourage Gillian over these next number of weeks to keep at it and to keep going. And if you see her on the footpaths or the roads, don't stop her, because she's not going to be able to stop and talk to you. She has to keep clocking up those miles. But take care of yourself and all good wishes when that time does come. Tonight, we're having Stainer's crucifixion here in St. Columbus at 7 o'clock. I'm most grateful to all the hard work that has been done and is being done for this wonderful choral work here as going to be at 7. All are welcome. We have a long tradition here in St. Columbus of an open door where everybody is welcome, irrespective of religion or any aspect of life. All are welcome. And we do hope that we can well fill St. Columbus tonight as we come together to hear the Passion of Christ in this magnificent music. And the tenor is going to be Father Martin O'Hagan. The bass is going to be Eric Hines from Knock Methodist Church. And the organist is going to be Jack Wilson from St. Anne's Cathedral, along with our parish choir and, of course, Dr. Joe McKee. I came across some of the rehearsals during this past week, and the music is simply superb. And the catering committee are working very hard with the refreshments. And if you can come, I encourage you to come, and not just yourselves, but your neighbours and friends and extended family, all will be very welcome as we now take a sharp turn in our journey in Lent as we focus on the Passion of Christ. And you see the large cross is now in place, today being Passion Sunday and moving towards Palm Sunday and Holy Week. Let us pray. Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for those whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. in peace to love and serve the Lord.